Let's take a good deep breath with that as we bring this day into a marab. Gathering together with FM and Katumi, who's here, of course, and Tobias and all the Shambra who have gone over to the other side to assist FM. Let's now bring this and from theory, from the papers and the books. Let's bring it into reality in this grand year of 2022. And means that you're no longer ever stuck with one answer or one solution. And means that there are always alternatives, always, always. There's never just one solution. There's always alternatives, perhaps ones you've never seen before. And means that you are human. And you have aches and pains and issues and you get irritable. But there's the and. You are a master. And is where the human and the master can now, metaphorically speaking, look themselves in the eyes. Human and master. You, the human, looking the master directly in the eyes. You, the master, now looking the human directly in the eyes. The and, the both, the all. You can process your issues until the cows come home, and you can now allow them into wisdom. Just open that gate, that fence, and let the cows turn into milk. And means that you're no longer stuck in your perpetual processing or pitiful processing. That you and it into the wisdom. The processing still might be there, but pretty soon it just fades from consciousness. It's not important, and ultimately it goes away. Because you've anded it. And means you can pretend to be lacking in abundance. But then you simply and it. Realization that the abundance has always been there. You didn't even have to think about it. You didn't have to plan it. You just opened that door and allowed the and of abundance. That part of you that still wants to be lacking in abundance, that's fine. But pretty soon that goes out of consciousness. That old game ends. It just fades away. It too gets brought into wisdom. And is a new physics of reality. And there's part of you that wants to believe in magic, wants to believe in what has been called fantasy, that it's real and you've thought about it, you've dreamt about it, but you've dared to take that step into it, wondering what might happen, wondering perhaps it's all just made up. So you've let yourself only dream about it rather than live it. But now we and it. We go out a different door this time, so to speak. We're not just stuck with the same limited options. We bring in the other options. And you realize that in the end, fantasy, well, it's not fantasy, it's reality. What you would call fantasy is a reality, and it is accessible, and it is where you can live and experience as well when it comes through the and. You realize that we've talked about things like magic. Magic is simply allowing energy to work for you. But there's been a resistance to it. You've approached it from an emotional or a mental basis. And you've kept it out there in fantasy land, but now we open a different door. you have many doors to open in the end. We open a different door and realize that magic is, well, there is no magic. It's actually just allowing energy to work for you. It appears magical to the muggle, but to you now, it's not at all. It's the way things should be. You wonder why they've bought into the unmagic of life. Why they've limited themselves with so few options. And yes, there's a part of you that still wants to be magic and hasn't gotten it. But now that you've allowed yourself to let energy serve you, and that it is magic, that old part that wanted to be the magician or was the frustrated magician, it simply starts to fade out. And as it fades out, it loses its strength, and as it loses its strength, it's brought into wisdom and resisted the wisdom for a long time because then the game would have to end. But now it's brought into wisdom. Not that wisdom is trying to seduce it, not at all. Wisdom is simply waiting for it. Wisdom is not trying to draw it into its belly. Wisdom is simply there waiting. And in the end, with the illusion of the no magic, it loses its power. It, the old frustration, the old no magic, it loses its power. And now it's brought into wisdom. That's the end. The divine connection between human and divine, it's not one that uses words. It's not one that even uses pictures. It's what the mind would call sun's definition without definition, but it's always been there. It's a constant, unlike the other noises and the other connections. It's more constant than even the connection you have to a past life, to the voice of a past life. It's a constant that is always there because it's your energy and it's always been there. And we go into the end. We go into the end and suddenly you just know it's there. You suddenly feel it and you know it's there. And you try at first to put it to words or pictures, but then you realize it doesn't have to be. It doesn't want to be. It's much more free than that. And you wonder how you, the human, will ever understand what it's communicating, but then you take a deep breath into the and you realize that you do understand. It's your natural state of communication and awareness. Words, pictures, symbols, they weren't natural. They were interpretations. But now you go into the and realize that that song of the soul, the connection between human and master, is always there. And the master isn't trying to tell the human what to do. The master isn't trying to make choices in your life. It's just the communication. I am that I am. You are not alone. And the human realizes that it's time to truly accept and allow the master into its house. The master here in this reality. It's the new physics of human and master together, no longer separate, no longer a distance, no longer lost. It's the new physics, human and master. The master enjoying it as much, perhaps even more than the human, being in this realm and being in the realms of the master. The updated FM link is going to clearly carry that message and the reminder that you feel everything, perhaps sometimes too overwhelming. One of the things that FM realized in his research is the extreme sensitivity of Chambra that he had never known before. Extremely sensitive, like a very sensitive radio device. his way of speaking, very, very sensitive, and that sensitivity caused so many to close up, to isolate themselves because they were so sensitive. He realized that they hid because of their sensitivity. And then they said, I don't feel anything, because they felt too much. On the FM link now carries the and of saying, I am sensitive and I'm not overwhelmed by it. I can discern within myself what's important to be aware of and what's not important to be aware of. I can discern what's mine and what's not mine. I can be highly sensitive and not overwhelmed by it because I don't have to rely on my brain, on my mind, for interpretation. That's what caused the overwhelm. I simply rely on my sensitivities, my 200,000 angelic senses, and my very sensual nature now. And with that, I cannot be overwhelmed. The FM link comes back now, carefully tuned in to Chambra, into you. Do you need it? Not at all. But it's nice to know it's there as a constant reminder if you get lost. It's nice to know that there are those who care that would put this out in case you ever get so lost. And it's easy to do because even in FM's research, he realized with the increased level of noises on the planet and all the commotion and the intensity of the commotion that will come, there's a tendency once in a while to lose your way. And if you should, simply tune in to the Chambra FM link, and it will remind you it's all right there. A connection between human and spirit has always been there, always yours. Let's take a good deep breath now. And then with that, my dear friends, FM bows and nods to each and every one of you. He'll continue his work. He'll drop by from time to time. And on behalf of all the Chambra who left, we have Sart there and we have Edith there. On behalf of all of them who left, keep on doing what you do. Keep on being here as masters on the planet. Don't doubt yourself. Don't diminish yourself. Understand why you're here. Shine your light. And as you shine your light, it will now illuminate and open up your own and. And then it will shine out to the world. It'll be the wind that changes according to the desires of humanity on this planet. Let's take a good deep breath with that. It's been a long day for me. First the House of Kihak, now here. I'm going to be getting back to the Ascended Masters Club. Kick my feet up by the fireplace. Continue eating my food here. And being in total admiration of Chambra, whether on my side of the veil or on Earth. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain. Thank you.